Today on the TV Time Machine, we welcome Christina Schulman of The Bachelor. Ms. Schulman was one of the top contestants on season 21 of the program, vying for the attention of that perennial bachelor, Vic Vile. Over the next segment, Christina Schulman will talk about her extraordinary life and what it's like going from a dental hygienist to one of the brightest lights on The Bachelor, which airs Mondays at 8 p.m. on ABC. Again, for those of you intrepid enough to call my old Kentucky home, feel free to tell us the truth as we leave the past in the nick of time in order to have fate smile upon us in the present. Christina, thank you for coming on board the TV Time Machine.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Now, you're one of the finalists among the remarkable women who are vying for the affections of Nick Vile on season 21 of The Bachelor on ABC. Now, Christina, tell us about yourself and what inspired you to ultimately become one of the top contestants on The Bachelor.
Well, I have no idea how I got to be one of the top. Top five is good. I went to a casting call and I just tried it because my friends wanted me to. And ultimately, I decided to go, give it a shot, and ended up making it pretty far. Not because it's just a competition, but because, real feelings were forming and all the good stuff. And for the experience, of course. I mean, not too much to it, but it was just a fun experience, bonding with the girls and everyone that's involved with the show.
So when you told friends and family that you were doing The Bachelor, what were their reactions?
My friends were definitely excited because they were through this process kind of with me. So it was step by step by step. So as I was getting through every step, they were getting even more excited. For my parents, I told them when I was officially asked to be on The Bachelor. I didn't want to say, hey, Mom and Dad, I'm doing The Bachelor, because that just leaves a lot of room for kind of debating and persuading one way or the other. So I just wanted to let them know, they're interested in me, so I may do it because I think it will be fun. I wanted to give them the final decision.
So how surprised were they? Because that's a really big leap to go onto a national TV show.
I had some explaining to do. My parents don't watch the show. They're just kind of what does it consist of? What do you have to do for it? What does that mean for your future? Because, of course, parents always want their kids to do well and be aware of, if I cannot foresee it, they want to be able to foresee it for me, if that makes sense. So they said, what does that mean for your future as a dental hygienist? Will people hire you, or because you've been on national television? So some of the questions that I didn't think about that they brought to my attention. So it was good. It was good overall.
So on your first day of shooting The Bachelor, what was that like for you, and what was the thing that struck you the most?
Well, I am not used to having about 7 to 8 cameras in my face on a daily, so that was a little bit awkward. But to be truly honest, you kind of get used to them because, they're filming probably 24/7, not literally, because you have your private time, obviously, to do private things. But you just know they have so much footage at this point, and they can use it. So might as well be yourself. For me personally, I said, as long as I'm myself, I can own up my actions at the end of the day, and I won't regret that. So that was the big adjustment, is all the cameras. On the first day, it was kind of a blur for everyone, to be honest. All of us are in this experience together, all new, so we're going through the same thing. It's not like somebody has already been in The Bachelor family, if that makes sense.
Yes, and when you were filming, for instance, the part where you have to get out of the limousine to meet Nick for the first time, what was that moment like? Did it seem surreal to you at the time?
Oh, absolutely. It was definitely surreal. I mean, sitting in the limo, there's a couple of girls just chatting before we all drive up or whatnot. And it's just nerve-wracking because you can't hear anything in the limo. Whenever somebody walks out, you can't hear anything that is being said. So you can just see. and it makes you a little bit anxious. Like, what are you going to do? You're hoping you don't trip over your dress or your own feet. What are you going to say? Don't stumble. So it's almost like a performance, but you got to keep in mind, like, it's still like two people just introducing themselves, if that makes sense.
Well, speaking of introducing yourself.
It was definitely surreal.
Well, speaking of introducing yourself, when you introduced yourself to Nick, what was your first impression of him, and was he what you expected?
Well, I was in the limo, so I kind of saw him already, and I was like, wow, what a handsome man. And then just, like, talking to him, I know he's definitely taller than he appears to be. It's just by the time I came out of the limo, he's seen multiple women. So I was like, is he fully here? Like, is he fully present in this moment to kind of, like, meet me? Because when you go through that many girls, it's kind of easy to get distracted, lost in the shuffle, or be tired. I can't speak for him, but that's how I felt when I initially met him. It's kind of, is he fully here? And then I didn't get to talk to him the first night, so it made me wonder, like, okay, let's stick around for a little bit longer, see what happens.
Well, even though your first meeting with him, you know, his meet and greet was brief, did you feel any kind of connection or chemistry with him right off the bat?
Absolutely. I think that's what I told myself. I said, if there's absolutely nothing there, I will not stay around, because what's the point? I mean, right now it's still, at the time it was so early on, it was easier to leave. It's when you start getting invested with other contestants and their lives and just like the show in general, and then you actually get to know the person, Nick in this case, it makes it a little bit harder to leave, you know.
So was it a challenge to get enough one-on-one time with Nick and sort of get the inside track to get more time with him? Was that difficult for you early on?
For me, it was, because I am usually the type to kind of hang back, observe what's happening, and then I have to get comfortable with the situation. And with The Bachelor, you're never really in such a comfortable situation where you can just get up and do your thing. It's always something new, something exciting. So if you're the kind of always up for whatever, you would survive in this. For me, I like to get a little bit comfortable before I proceed. I think that's what was hard for me to get the one-on-one time. Because it was always new, always. Go ahead.
Well, were you concerned that if you weren't aggressive enough or early enough that you might be sent home early?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the first night, there were moments where I really tried to talk to him, but another girl would come up or whatnot. And at that point, I was like, I just need to make it past the first rose ceremony. And I think that was everyone's thought. Because after that, you kind of will make some time. It kind of gives you hope that you have more time to try to talk to him. Because the first night, we had 30 girls. And I think we were down to 22 after the first night.
Right.
So, I mean, that's, if everyone talks for a minute, that's 8 minutes.
That that's true.
You get. If you look at it that way.
I'm just really nervous.
I mean, I didn't necessarily stand out when I came out of the limo.
Elizabeth, will you accept this rose?
I think the main thing for me is just to see if anything is there. It would make it so much easier knowing, like, where am I in this?
Jasmine, will you accept this rose?
When he's making that decision, it's like, do you even have a connection? Is it worth to stay here? I feel like when he sends you home, it's like, what was this all for?
Christina, will you accept this rose?
Yes.
So overall, you know, with a few exceptions, it seemed like it was a friendly competition among the women when it came to Nick. Was that mainly the case?
Yes. I think it's safe to say everyone wanted something different out of the relationship. And it came down to Nick wanting a woman who had a little bit of everything for him. Like, for me, I wanted somebody old and mature, because from my past experiences, I had someone immature and whatnot. That's what I wanted out of him. Maybe Corinne, let's talk about Corinne for a second. She brought the fun side out of Nick. And, you know, maybe he wanted the fun side. When it came down to Vanessa, she had all of those things, like the maturity and then also the fun aspect. So, but it was a friendly competition, I will say that. All the girls, we didn't necessarily want to talk about the guy we're all dating, but if someone was having some difficulty, tough times, Rachel Lindsay, who's going to be the new bachelorette, people would mainly come to her and talk to her, and she will set their mind kind of straight a little bit, you know, kind of like, just relax, follow your heart, follow your gut, be smart about it. So she was definitely the mama in the house, helped everyone.
So she was sort of the wise one that people went to for advice.
Oh, yeah. And she got along with everyone. That's what it was amazing. And she wouldn't talk bad about other girls or say, oh, well, she said this and she said that. So that's why I think people trusted her and came to her, talk to her. Like, I was rooming a lot with Rachel, so I kind of saw that happening, even though I wasn't in a room when conversations were happening.
Well, in terms of Corinne, there was a bit of controversy because Corinne was very aggressive when it came to Nick. How did you react to that, and were you concerned about what was happening between Corinne and Nick?
No, I wouldn't say I was concerned. I mean, just friendly competition, you know. She's different from how I am. And if that kind of personality attracts him, it's so opposite of me, then he's not the person that I want, if that makes sense.
You're right.
But if he was attracted to me, Corinne was so opposite. So I was never threatened or looked back around or anything because we're so opposite.
Well, the show portrayed Corinne, early on sort of as a villain, and then she became more lovable. Was that reflected in reality?
I'm not sure. Like, we didn't, in the house, I didn't necessarily see Corinne being that aggressive, but I was also not on the first date when she was in the pool and taking her top off. I just heard about it. But at the in the beginning, I just totally dismissed that because I'm like, girls are going to do crazy things to get the bachelor's next attention. But then I remember I did have a conversation with Corinne, and we just had mutual respect for each other, and we continued on in our journey. So I respect her. She's different, and that's how we learn.
Now, Nick, he seemed rather unpredictable when it came to his relationships. Was he a difficult person to read?
Yes, I would say so. I think he was. I think his interest, he had interest in many of the women in the house. It's just, again, who had majority of the qualities that he was looking for. That's what it came down to. Because, again, Corinne brought the really fun side out of Nick. I mean, Raven and Nick had a pretty sexy hometown date. And then, obviously, Rachel was there, friendship, and just conversations.
So,
I don't know.
So it was kind of, for you and probably the other women, it was probably hard to read as to what he really wanted in a relationship because he was sort of going along with all sorts of different ways that the women were being with him.
Absolutely. I mean, with Corinne, who, again, I'm sorry, I keep repeating myself, but when he was, like, playful and just having fun with it, it's like, who is he looking for? Somebody serious, somebody who shows maturity and takes it seriously, or somebody who's willing to go in the bouncy house? You know, it's like, what is he looking for? And that's when Vanessa approached and said, if you're, I don't know if you're here to find a wife, that made total sense. It's like, who do you want? And that's when I think it made us kind of question, what are we doing here? So he was hard to read overall.
Well, you mentioned the qualities that he was looking for in women. What were the best qualities about Nick that made you feel a connection with him?
He was really easy to talk to. You can carry on below surface level conversations. Obviously, he's attractive and he's mature, success. That's a good question, I'll tell you. Because you're like in that bubble and it makes it seem so like amazing. You're away from the world. It's its own type of paradise, if you know what I mean. But then it's like you get to know the person. It's like, what do you like about them? So those that reality does not really sit until it gets later in the process, to be honest, at least for me.
Now, on the show, when someone expresses their love for The Bachelor, that can be a tricky thing because sometimes that honesty is rewarded and other times it's not. So with Nick, did you ever consider using the L word, and were you concerned about maybe bringing that up?
I did not get to that point, to be truthful. I think with time I would have, but he and I really had limited time. When it came down to the five contestants, which I was fifth, I had the least amount of time. I mean, there was a time I didn't get to talk to him on one of the rose ceremonies, and again, I didn't talk to him the first rose ceremony. So if I had more quality time to, like, talk and just hang out, I think I would have gotten to that point. But again, with me, it's time. I can't, like, be rushed on somebody else's schedule when it comes to finding that person.
Like, I understand going on these group dates brings out, like, certain characteristics out of a person. Mm-hmm. And obviously, like, I like to have fun, but it wasn't always that way. Like, the way I grew up, I didn't have it easy at all, honestly. And I would love to, like, tell you more about it, and maybe I have to do it in pieces because I know we don't have much time.
I feel like when you open up about your past, and honestly, I'm very interested to hear about it, but I also want to make sure we have time. You have such a zest for life, and maybe that has to do with where you come from, but I appreciate that so much about you. I love watching you. And I know that almost sounds weird, but like you're so...
No, please.
It's so great. I'm really glad you're here.
I am feeling good. Anytime with Nick is a good time. There is a rose on this group date. I hope he's feeling the same way.
Now, the most significant episode of The Bachelor for you was when you went to St. Thomas and you had that one-on-one dinner date with Nick. What was that date and that night like for you?
That was really good. The beginning of the date was a little bit kind of quiet because it was our first time spending that much time together. There wasn't necessarily like a lot leading up to it to where the date was going to be just comfortable off the bat. I, again, took some time warming up to. I think that day I just wanted him to know, hey, this is where I come from. It does not make me, but I do have history. A lot of the things that people don't understand about me has to do with my past. So if he knew that, it would make sense more to him now. So it was just good to let him know. And if he chose to send me home, I would be like, hey, he knew where I came from, and that's okay. If he chose to keep me, I was okay with that too, which he did.
Well, specifically, what did you tell him about your history and your background?
Well, that I was adopted from Russia and that I came to the United States about 14 years ago at this point. That was just how I grew up and what my family is like now. It was really good. It was he was very understanding and curious. He was very good about it. I don't think I really had a response in mind that I wanted to hear. I just wanted to be open-minded and see how she would respond, which she did great.
Actually, in watching it, that seemed like a breakthrough for the two of you at the time because Nick's body language was very profound. I mean, he was leaning towards you, and you seemed to really have a connection with him. Was that what you were feeling that night, that special connection?
Absolutely. I mean, after you say something like that, not everyone goes through it. And since he was very understanding, I think he warmed up a little. Maybe he saw that I was opening up as well, versus just keeping it to myself like I have with our previous conversations. I think just showing that gentleness and again, the body language, I definitely read that. So I knew he was getting comfortable, and so was I. So at that moment, you kind of don't want the night to end because it's just now starting in a way, but only continuation from that.
We're going to have to take a little break from our fascinating journey, but never fear. I'll be back in a lightning flash with Christina Shulman of ABC's The Bachelor, who is traveling with us on the TV Time Machine.
How long were you in an orphanage for?
About 7 or 8 years. All of those kids became my family, and it was from like 2 years old up to 16, and at 16 you had to leave the orphanage. So you either found your family members or you moved to a bigger city, and good luck surviving. It's so easy to turn to prostitution to make money, and I did not want that for myself, and that's why when I was 12 and I was getting adopted, one of my teachers said, think of it this way, if you stayed in Russia, your life will be in black and white. If you go to America, it will be in color.
We're back again with Christina Shulman of ABC's The Bachelor right here on the TV Time Machine.
Now, shortly after that, Nick decided that the two of you would not have a future together. So how surprising and how difficult was that for you?
I was surprised because it makes you think, Corinne, again, nothing against Corinne, but through the process, I did wonder, I said, well, is she ready for that kind of commitment? She's still, what is it, takes snaps during important times, uses a bouncy house, not a problem with that. At this point, when I look back, I'm like, good for Corinne. But it may, when you're thinking there's an engagement at the end, you wonder, like, is this person really ready? And you always compare yourself to them. It's like, what does he see in her that he doesn't see in me? But like, I like who I am, and I would rather go home for staying true to myself. That means we're just, like, not meant to be, and that we're just not compatible. But it was hard initially, I think, kind of leaving the whole experience, leaving the girls, knowing that there won't be a hometown. But in the long run, the more you think about it or watch the episodes, that it's like, this was supposed to happen like this. I don't know if the relationship would have lasted with Nick, because I think he's looking for something different than what I'm looking for.
You deserve someone who doesn't sit in front of you and say there are stronger relationships. You are so deserving of someone who can give you the love that you are able to give. I'm afraid I can't be that person, and right now I'm not.
I know I have a lot to offer to someone. And that could have been you. I just, the heartbreak.
I can't tell you how much I care about you and how great I think you are. This is not because I don't think you're amazing. And I don't want you to think that I didn't see that.
You're letting me go.
I know.
So when he was communicating that to you, did you understand his reasons for not moving forward? Did it make any sense to you at the time?
At the time, it didn't really make any sense because he continuously said, I'm looking for someone who is able to speak their mind. They will challenge him. And I believe I did those things. It's just maybe the chemistry wasn't there, or maybe he had better chemistry or a connection, stronger connection with someone else. Which is understandable. But at the time, I was surprised. Because, like, his thinking was not matching what he was saying.
Now, during the Women Tell All program, when Nick spoke to you and all the women, what was that like? What were you feeling at the time?
I was, at that point, I've come to terms. I've come to peace with everything. I've been okay for a little bit at that point. Just kind of rewatching it again, seeing how vulnerable I was in front of the whole nation. And I think that was kind of like strength and vulnerability at once. So it's kind of like I'm proud of myself, but I'm kind of like scared still. Talking to Nick and hearing his reasoning, I think he cares deep down, but it's not the kind of caring that would translate into his future partner. It's just like a friendship.
Now, you mentioned during the program that your teacher in Russia once told you that if you came to America, your life would be in color, but if you stayed in Russia, it would be in black and white. Have you experienced that color since you came to America?
Absolutely. Every single day. It doesn't have to be like every single day, the happiest day ever. Like, there's hard times. But just thinking about, hey, I made the right decision to come and have a family and have the friends. It's wonderful. I have a full-time job that I go to. I have my friends, very supportive. My parents, of course, my dogs. I try to go to events, take trips, just try to live life to the fullest.
Now, you mentioned Rachel Lindsay. Of course, she's going to be the new Bachelorette. What do you think of that?
I am beyond happy about that decision. She is wonderful, and I've gotten to know Rachel well over the course of the Bachelor filming. She's very kind. She's very smart, optimistic, and just like a genuine person. And people are drawn to that. She exudes positive energy, and people just want to be near her and just talk to her. She's fun. She's bubbly. So I am very happy that she's the next Bachelorette, and cannot wait to watch her on TV. I'm actually very curious who she's going to pick.
But
it's going to be somebody really good, actually.
Yeah, I've been watching the previews, and I think it might be the best Bachelorette ever. I think it's going to be great.
Oh, yes. No doubt. I mean, I cannot say enough good things. I'm genuinely happy for her.
So tell us about your life now, post The Bachelor, and what are your plans for the future?
Life post-Bachelor, it's been kind of crazy, but good kind of crazy. I know I went back to working full-time, and of course I have patients who, I'm a dental hygienist, so I have people that come in and they're like, hey, I know you from somewhere. Well, I don't say a word. And then they think about it for a second longer, and they're like, oh, okay. So it's just kind of watching their realization come to their mind is fun. Also, they get the look in their eyes, like, I know you, and I'm like, I know you know who I am, but you're not saying anything, so right. It's kind of fun with that. But it's good. Not too much negativity, but, you know, there's always someone on social media that has something negative to say.
Well, unfortunately, that's the nature of social media, unfortunately, at times.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did your experience on The Bachelor change you in any way?
Yes, and I would say in a positive way. It made me more aware of who I am. It definitely made me grow. I'm able to talk about my feelings a lot more. And I think I'm able to speak in public more so. Sounds funny, but I believe public speaking is the number one fear, research was correct.
That's right.
So I'm able to speak in front of people now. Yeah, change in a good way.
And Christina, yeah. Where can people find out more about yourself online?
I do mainly active on Instagram, and my handle is Christina with a K, Shulman. And I'm also on Twitter, which is Christina Shulma. Well, Christina Shulman. My last name couldn't fully fit, so it's still Christina Shulman. And I'm also on Snapchat.
So you are everywhere on all platforms.
Yes, I am everywhere on all platforms.
Christina Shulman of The Bachelor. Christina Shulman of The Bachelor, which airs Mondays at 8 p.m. on ABC. Christina, it's been a tremendous pleasure having you aboard the TV Time Machine. Feel free to join us again in the future or in the past.
Thank you so much. I really had fun talking to you. It was a pleasure.